We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The county executive, Rich Fitzgerald. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. I guess I'd ask you, is he done yet? I mean, he went on and on. I didn't know if that speech was ever going to end.
Yeah, he took a long time. I was watching it, and obviously had to flip channels because he went on a long time. So different shows would start and end, and they had to get their breaks in. And then I ended up falling asleep. So I did not see the end of it, I'll be honest with you, sir.
You weren't alone. I think even Fox News dumped him last night. I had to finish watching it on C-SPAN. But it was classic President Trump. A lot of insults, a lot of bigotry, a lot of mispronouncing the vice presidential candidate's name intentionally, Kamala Harris, calling a congresswoman not from this country and why don't you go back to your country. It was classic and a lot of misleading, obviously, but I think we've all come to know what the president's going to do.
And you're a supporter of Joe Biden, who has been to our region a few times as well. When can we expect him back?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be back many times because he's been here many times. I mean, I can't think of anybody who has spent national candidate who has spent more time in Western Pennsylvania. He was just here when he announced his presidency. He came to Pittsburgh at the very beginning a couple of years ago. The very first place he came after the conventions was back to Western Pennsylvania to talk about manufacturing, to talk about his support for fracking and how he's a big proponent of the energy industry. And I mean, the guy last night tried to take credit for the cracker plant. The cracker plant was 3-4 years before he even talked about running. Governor Corbett deserves a lot of the credit, and Governor Corbett was long gone by the time President Trump ran for office. But it's just classic the way this president tries to take credit for everything that he didn't have to do with and take blame for and just not even talk about, you know, the 200,000 Americans that have lost their lives during his mishandling of the coronavirus.
Well, the thing is with Joe Biden coming to Western PA, do you think that maybe he learned the lesson that maybe Hillary Clinton didn't do that enough in 2016, and that's maybe why we have President Trump in the office?
Paul, I think you're exactly right. I don't know if you're a political strategist or not, but you hit the nail right on the head. I think 4 years ago, Secretary Clinton didn't come. She came to Western Pennsylvania, but she only came to the universities. She didn't go to Beaver County. She didn't go to Lawrence County and Greene County and exactly parts of Western Pennsylvania that probably feel like they've been left behind. And in many ways, they have been by policies that have come out of Washington. You know, the fact that we've lost 3,000 manufacturing jobs in the last 4 years, that we have 15% unemployment right now on President Trump's watch, I think Joe Biden will be here and has learned that lesson.
Yeah, we were talking about work ethic off the air when I was greeting you this morning and how we always have to be on our toes. And that goes for politicians as well, because you can get complacent and think, oh, we got that group in the bag or this group in the bag or this identity group in the bag. And so you always have to get out there. And the Trump campaign has been very active this year. And, recently the Biden campaign jumped back onto the road as well, and they're becoming more aggressive. And I assume that'll heat up over the next 40 days.
Yeah, a little less than 6 weeks. And I think you're exactly right. And I think you probably saw some of that in Wisconsin yesterday, the day before, when Vice President Biden went to some small towns up in the Green Bay area, not in Milwaukee and Madison, traditional places where you go, but to go into really rural America. And I think the fact that Joe Biden is playing in that arena tells a lot about where he's taken this this campaign. You know, we talk about, you mentioned the Supreme Court justice. You know, they're going to name one this week. And what we're going to see is the Affordable Care Act and pre-existing condition is going to be in jeopardy because it was a 5-4 vote to retain pre-existing condition. And one of those five votes was Justice Ginsburg. Justice Ginsburg is going to be replaced this week by a conservative justice that Donald Trump picks, who's going to vote the way Donald Trump wants them to vote and remove pre-existing condition protections for working class Americans.
Well, I think the thing with that is, if you look historically, though, over the next 4 years, there's probably going to be two more openings at least with retirements and things of the such. So it can still be an issue that you run on, right? I mean, it's not like the Supreme, it's not like the next president isn't going to be able to name at least one or two nominees of his own.
Oh, that's exactly right. I think you're 100% right that they're most likely, there's a couple of the Supreme Court justices who are in their 80s, who most likely and within the next 4 years or so will need to be replaced. So we have seen the tilt of this court go towards what I would call corporate America. So working class people, their rights continue to be eroded. The most, again, the most pressing right now is the Affordable Care Act and pre-existing conditions. So many of us feel comfortable that our families will be protected if one of our loved ones, you know, has a pre-existing condition and doesn't get thrown off of our health care policy. So that's what's on the ballot, as, among many other things, with the Supreme Court pick that's been put in front of America because of the death of Justice Ginsburg.
And County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to talk about the Biden campaign. And let's talk about state politics here. Governor Wolf's request for a stay after the COVID mitigation orders were ruled unconstitutional was denied by a federal judge yesterday. Where does that put the public gathering issue? Are we allowed to gather in public in larger groups now, or do we still have to maintain that 250 limit?
We still maintain the 250 limit because it will be under appeal. Now, of course, he went to this very same judge ruled, so it wasn't a new judge. He went back to the same judge for the stay. Judge Stickman denied that. It'll now go to the appeals court. Most legal experts, and I don't consider myself one, I'm not a lawyer, but in talking to most legal experts, they anticipate that it will be overturned on appeal. So, you know, again, more than the judges and the law, we know what we need to do now. After 6 months of dealing with this pandemic, what do? You wear your mask. You socially distance. You wash your hands if you're going to be touching, you know, in contact with people or things that could put you at risk. We learn these things. So regardless of a 250 limit, a 100 limit, if we spread out, if we use common sense, we can do good things. Now, obviously, last night was one of those things that was irresponsible, because a lot of people were put at risk in our region. And our numbers have been really good throughout this pandemic. And I am worried that thousands of people last night, except one person made sure he had physical distance and kept away from everybody. But the other thousands and thousands of people, quite frankly, put themselves at risk last night. And it's concerning to me as county executive and as a healthcare person.
Would you have had any chance to stop that event, or somehow was it your power superseded because of federal power?
Well, I don't think this president pays attention to laws, as we've seen. You know, so he doesn't listen to subpoenas from judges. He kind of does what he wants, whether it was in Minnesota, whether it was in Wisconsin, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. You know, it's the irresponsible of putting people at risk. And his believers, I get it. They believe anything this guy says. I happily believe if he told them to jump off the bridge, they would.
Okay. Rich Fitzgerald, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.